Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:15, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Now take a look at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, luckily not too much going on the roads here. That's how it typically is this time every afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. And please continue to do so as we head into this evening. It's going to be a high of 79 with a low of 69, or excuse me, it's 79 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight with some slight rain chances. An 80% chance of rain in some areas on your Friday, where the high will be 79 and the low will be 67.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, looking at the first story here this afternoon, a representative for the Florida Department of Education says the National Education Association, that by the way is the largest labor union in the U.S., is attempting to push a false narrative which places the state as last in the nation for teacher pay. The report does not consider a variety of vital factors such as cost of living and the absence of a state income tax in Florida. In Escambia County, the average salary for teachers, $53,136. In Santa Rosa County, the salary is $56,318.
All right. And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, child exploitation is growing. The FBI confirmed 37-year-old Ladarius Martin of Ridgeland, Mississippi, facing federal criminal charges after allegedly traveling across state lines to have sex with a Pensacola teen. The arrest was part of Operation Restore Justice, designed to identify, track, and arrest child sex predators. The operation resulted in the rescue of 115 children and the arrests of 205 alleged child sex abuse offenders in the crackdown.
All right, and now the third story of interest. Escambia County wants your input on two proposed roadway concepts. This is part of the South Navy Boulevard Improvement Plan. The one-mile corridor extends from Barrancas Avenue to the Sam Lovelace Bridge and serves as a key gateway to NAS Pensacola and supports nearby neighborhoods and businesses. Commuters and residents are encouraged to help shape the future of South Navy Boulevard by providing feedback at an open house meeting. This is going to have next Wednesday, May 14th, from 5 to 7 at the Lexington Terrace Community Center that is located on Old Quarry Field Road.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, American Catholics and Catholic institutions reacting to the news that a cardinal born and raised in Chicago is now Pope Leo XIV. Dr. Stephen Oakey with St. Leo University near Tampa says the new pontiff may be more of a traditionalist, while sharing some of the concerns that motivated Pope Francis. Leo XIV attended Villanova University in Philadelphia and spent most of his career in Peru. He also headed the department that oversees the selection of new bishops.
Okay, Florida's attorney general is fighting to enforce a new state immigration law that a Miami federal judge has attempted to block. Here's Grinnell Scott.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has heard from Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer asking for a stay of a motion to halt an immigration law that brings state misdemeanor charges against undocumented immigrants who come into Florida trying to avoid federal immigration authorities. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams says the Florida law violates the Constitution's Supremacy Clause that allows federal law to supersede state law. State Attorney General Uthmeyer says Judge Williams does not have jurisdiction. Uthmeyer claims he's been threatened with contempt for noncompliance. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And some good news for you this evening. A Texas teen with brain cancer is one step closer to his goal of becoming an honorary member of at least 1,000 law enforcement agencies nationwide. 13-year-old DJ Daniel of Houston was sworn in as an honorary deputy of the Leon County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis attended the special ceremony, and back in March, President Donald Trump made DJ an honorary member of the U.S. Secret Service during his joint address to Congress.
Officers involved in a deadly shooting in Orange County, Florida, kind of scratching their heads here this afternoon. CJ Papa has more on the story.
Deputies responding to a 911 call late Wednesday night from someone claiming to have been battered and strangled. Sheriff's officials say when deputies arrived at the scene, they heard screaming inside an apartment, so they barged in and found the yelling coming from a back room. As deputies cleared the apartment, police say a woman attacked them with a knife. Two deputies opened fire, striking the woman, described only as in her late 20s. She was taken to a hospital where she died. It's not clear whether the woman was connected to the initial 911 call. The deputies weren't injured. They were placed on temporary paid administrative leave pending the initial Florida Department of Law Enforcement review. CJ Papa, Fox News.
6:20 on the nose here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take a quick break and back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here. If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-949-1441. 800-949-1441. 800-949-1441.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Kampen Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 6:23, News Radio 92.3, a little bit of Wham, George Michael and Company. Haven't heard that in a while. Sounded pretty good this afternoon. If you're thinking about maybe buying or selling that home, here's your rates. You're going to need them. Mortgage rates slightly lower today, remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.86%. These new numbers coming in. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.19%. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy unveils a plan to overhaul the nation's air traffic control system to address critical components. Grinnell Scott has more.
Secretary Duffy said his plan for a brand new air traffic system has broad support from a coalition of stakeholders and the backing of President Trump, whom he said saw this coming.
He knew in November that this job had to be done.
Four areas will be the focus: communication, surveillance, automation, and some rebuilding of facilities. But the bulk is technology.
New telecom, new fiber throughout the system. We're going to have brand new radios in our towers.
Recent communication failures at Newark, New Jersey's airport highlight that need. Six new air traffic control centers and runway sensors will be among the improvements that Duffy wants done in 3 to 4 years. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks pairing gains into the close, but still ending higher after President Trump announced a trade deal between the United States and United Kingdom. The president outlined benefits for both countries and said the administration has more trade discussions in coming days. Big tech, financials, and industrials were among the biggest gainers, while healthcare lagged after Politico reported that President Trump was planning to pursue a Medicare price plan that would slash drug costs. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow up 254 points. The Nasdaq higher by 190. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together, how's it looking this afternoon?
Well, the roads aren't looking too bad from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Did recently get a text saying that there's a large police presence at the Pensacola side of the Bay Bridge, and it is being... It says that it could be, they're investigating what the cause could be. I'll just put it that way. As for the weather, we're not looking too bad. 79 degrees. Going to be a low of 69 tonight, about a 30% chance of showers in some areas. Those chances will increase on Friday. The high will be 79. The low will be 67.
Okay, the Fed leaves rates unchanged. As its chairman says, they're waiting for uncertainty over trade policies to settle down. Jessica Rosenthal following this trending story.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is doing fine. The labor market is solid. While inflation is a bit higher than they want it to be, it's lower than it was. However, he says it's uncertainty that is soaring due to trade policy.
The risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation have risen, but they haven't materialized yet. They're not really in the data yet.
That combination, though, of higher inflation and higher unemployment would result in the slow growth of stagflation. But Powell says they're in a holding pattern on changing rates depending on tariffs and how trade deals shake out in the coming weeks or months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And former President Joe Biden says he thinks he would have won against President Trump had he not withdrawn from the race. I don't know why this is relevant now. He appeared on ABC's The View Thursday for one of his first interviews since leaving office. Biden noted that Trump still got 7 million fewer votes and added that a lot of people didn't show up. And also, of course, something else that he's recently said that's been going viral is the whole thing about blaming Kamala Harris's loss on sexism.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, you mentioned this and you brought this to my attention here. There is a large police presence at the Pensacola side of the Bay Bridge. PPD is investigating reports of a suicidal male who jumped off the bridge. They are saying they have not located anything at this point. Keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll have the latest for you.
Absolutely. And a group of investors suing United Health Group, accusing the company of misleading them about the backlash of the killing of top executive Brian Thompson. The class action suit filed in New York federal court Wednesday claims that the company's earning forecast didn't factor in reports about its high rate of insurance denials and the sentiment against the company following Thompson's murder. The suit comes after the company eventually cut its 2025 earnings forecast, and it argues that the company did not tell investors earlier that it would have to adjust its strategy.
Okay, more signs. The job market's holding steady. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time declined by 13,000 last week to 228,000. Economists were predicting a slightly higher number at 230,000. A spike to 240,000 claims in the previous week is attributed to some New York State workers who were eligible for unemployment during school breaks. Those remaining on benefits in the most recent reading for the week ending April 26th also declined to 1.87 million. The readings are a sign that despite uncertainty over trade policy, companies are mostly holding on to their workforce and are not conducting significant layoffs. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
And a trade deal between the U.S. and U.K. has been unveiled by President Trump. He said he feels it will be a great deal for both countries, and the deal with the U.K. is the first to be reached since Trump unveiled his sweeping tariff plan.
Okay, the Trump administration has issued a warning to foreign students after protests really went off the chains, erupted again at Columbia University in New York City. Carmen Roberts has more on the story.
Amid the chaos of renewed pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University, the State Department is warning foreign students if they break the law or support terrorism in the U.S., they could see their visas revoked. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X, in his words, pro-Hamas thugs are no longer welcome. Fox News has learned the administration is checking to see which of the protesters arrested are not U.S. citizens. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the Washington State Supreme Court has upheld a law banning large-capacity magazines for guns. It prohibits magazines with more than 10 rounds. The legislature approved the ban in 2022, and Justice Charles Johnson wrote that limiting the size of a magazine doesn't stop ownership of a gun. However, fellow Justice Cheryl Gordon McLeod wrote in dissent that gun buyers should have the choice. The ruling could be appealed.
Okay, sunny, nice afternoon, Chris Bryan. Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Again, I just want to remind you, there is a large police presence at the Pensacola side of the Bay Bridge. Now, we're investigating the report of a suicidal male who potentially jumped off the bridge. Not located anything at this point. We are in touch with PPD and following it for you. For the latest information, just keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll have it for you. Thanks for listening.
I'm Tom Rigotti, the first ever American Pope elected at the Vatican today. Chicago native Cardinal Robert Prevost will now be known as Pope Leo XIV. Fox's Lauren Green is in Rome.
The 133 Catholic cardinals on the fourth ballot gave Cardinal Prevost the required two-thirds vote. Pope Leo XIV is the 267th successor to St. Peter.
The new pope is 69 years old and has dual Peruvian citizenship. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced in a social media post that active-duty transgender troops need to resign from the military. He's advising they do so on their own.
Service members who have a current diagnosis or history of or exhibit symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria may elect to separate voluntarily.
Hegseth says after June 6th, transgender service members will be removed from their positions. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a representative for the Florida Department of Education says the National Education Association, that's the largest labor union in the U.S., is attempting to push a false narrative, which places that the state is in last in the nation for teacher pay. The report does not consider, though, a variety of vital factors, such as cost of living and the absence of a state income tax in Florida. In Escambia County, currently, the average salary for teachers is $53,136. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, the salary is a little bit higher at $56,318.
Okay, child exploitation is growing. The FBI confirming 37-year-old Ladarius Martin of Ridgeland, Mississippi, is facing federal criminal charges after allegedly traveling across state lines to have sex with a Pensacola teen. The arrest was part of Operation Restore Justice, designed to identify, track, and arrest children sex predators. The operation resulted in the rescue of 115 children and the arrest of 205 alleged child sexual abuse offenders in that crackdown.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Escambia County wants your input on two proposed roadway concepts as part of the South Navy Boulevard Improvement Plan. The one-mile corridor extends from Barrancas Avenue to the Sam A. Lovelace Bridge and serves as a key gateway to NAS Pensacola and supports nearby neighborhoods and businesses. Commuters and residents are encouraged to help shape the future of South Navy Boulevard by providing feedback at an open house meeting that's going to be next Wednesday, May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lexington Terrace Community Center located on Old Court Field Road.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I just wanted to remind everybody the 2025 Hurricane Preparedness Week continuing through Saturday. Residents encouraged to prepare their homes and family for the upcoming season, June 1st through November 30th. Know your zone, know your home, know your plan. Be 1 week ready and stay informed by listening, of course, to News Radio 92.3. Austin, there is a potential medical facility that could be heading to the East Milton area. At a recent Santa Rosa County Board meeting, County Administrator Brad Baker had this agenda item to talk about.
Mr. Chairman, item number three is discuss economic development, wastewater treatment capacity allocations for a medical facility. We've had East Milton Holdings LLC formally request use of 8,000 gallons of sewage per day for a medical facility that is planned in the 87 corridor north of I-10, and they're asking for 8,000 of that capacity. We reserve that for economic development.
All right, and the city of Foley says they're taking a temporary break on approving new residential developments. The city won't be considering applications for residential subdivisions, multifamily housing, or mobile home or RV parks starting next week. City Director of Infrastructure and Development Wayne Dias tells Channel 3 they want to make sure any new growth is beneficial to the community. The city will refine their zoning ordinances during the pause, and the pause will last through October, with new requests not being accepted until next year.
PPD is saying there's recently been a rise in thefts of e-bikes and scooters. PPD spokesman Mike Wood.
So if you've an e-scooter, an electronic bicycle, anything electronic, you need to keep an eye on it. Put it up. Some of these cables that people are using to secure them to bicycle racks are just not good enough anymore. These people that are going around looking for these bikes specifically have cutters that will cut right through these cables. So there needs to be a better way to secure those.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, one member of the Celtics' backcourt is being recognized for his character. Guard Jrue Holiday was named a recipient of the League's Social Justice Champion Award for this season. The award pays tribute to those who are pursuing social justice and advancing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's life mission to engage, empower, and drive equality for individuals and groups who have been historically disadvantaged. The NBA will donate $100,000 to Jrue and Lauren Holiday's Social Impact Fund.
I remember Jrue was down at Orlando, played with the Magic for years.
Really?
He was a good basketball player. More Maine schools are banning transgender athletes from girls sports. Gary Baumgarten has this update for us.
Maine's Region School Unit 24 rescinding a policy allowing trans athletes to compete in girls' sports. Just the latest district to amend a gender eligibility policy. Maine is being sued by the Justice Department for failing to comply with President Trump's executive order keeping men out of women's sports. Democratic Governor Janet Mills supports including trans athletes in girls' sports. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Miami Dolphins getting good news on their speedster. ESPN reported on Wednesday that Tyreek Hill had screws removed from his surgically repaired wrist. The receiver suffered the injury during a joint practice with the Commanders last August, and he opted to play through the issue and finished with more than 950 yards to go with six touchdowns last season.
6:39, News Radio 92.3, a House subcommittee hearing on biological men and women's sports. Here's from witnesses today with direct ties to controversy. Here's Grinnell Scott.
USA Fencing defended itself before a U.S. House subcommittee hearing on biological men and women's sports. Damian Layfeld, USA Fencing's board chair, said mixed gender matches are common and shows
fencing is a sport of strategy and technique. Those elements will most frequently determine who prevails.
But Stephanie Turner bowed out of a fencing match with a transgender opponent, saying speed and strength do matter in mixed gender matches, calling it demeaning.
To put down the differences between men and women and any woman's loss to a man
as a skill issue.
Prior to testimony, committee members clashed over whether a government efficiency hearing was an appropriate venue for a sports issue. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And longtime MLB outfielder Chet Lemon, dead at the age of 70. His wife told the Detroit Free Press that he died in his sleep Thursday morning. Lemon dealt with a number of health issues over the years, including a number of strokes that took away his ability to talk and walk. He played for the Chicago White Sox from 1975 to 1981 and then was with the Detroit Tigers from 82 to 90. He won the World Series with the Tigers in 1984 and was a three-time All-Star.
One of the greatest female basketball players in U.S. history will have a prominent role at the next Olympics. Here's Jared Max.
Five-time Olympic gold medalist and retired WNBA star Sue Bird has been hired as the first managing director of USA Women's Basketball. Instead of a committee that chooses the team's roster, it'll be on Sue Bird to put it all together, like Grant Hill has of late for the men's national team, which has had a managing director for two decades. This will be a four-year term for Sue Bird, who thinks her experience will lend itself to success on her new journey. She said, "I know what it's like to be a player. I know what it's like as a player to build teams and have teams come together and see what clicks." She said, "I'm hoping to bring all that I learned as a player, all my experience, all my understanding. The whole goal is to win a gold medal, and it feels at times that's the only option." Jared Max, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. This is breaking news I wanted to pass on to you. We were reporting just a few moments ago. A large police presence at the Pensacola side of the Bay Bridge, investigating reports initially of a potential suicide male who jumped off the bridge. We just got word from PPD spokesman Mike Wood telling us the individual was located on the bridge. He was jogging and had no intention of harming himself. Officers have now left that scene.
All right.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Knicks on the road last night completed another 20-point comeback against the Celtics to take a 2-game-to-none series lead over the defending champs. To be clear, the series is far from over, but up 2-0, the Knicks now must win this series. I mean, you look at the other series in the East and you see the Pacers up 2-0 on the Cavs. It leads me to say this for the first time this year, and now I expect Knicks to win six more games and be playing in the NBA Finals come June. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 6:43, News Radio 92.3. Here's some of my health stories that will be of interest to you today. President Trump withdrawing his nomination for Surgeon General. Jackie Heinrich has the had the story from the White House.
The president said HHS Secretary RFK Jr. looks forward to working with Dr. Neshwat in a new role at HHS. She posted that she's looking forward to supporting President Trump and working closely with Secretary Kennedy in a senior policy role. There are reports that her confirmation in the Senate was in jeopardy because of discrepancies in her credentials. She is Mike Waltz's sister-in-law, as well as a former Fox News medical contributor. But this past weekend, activist Laura Loomer also voiced opposition to Dr. Neshwat's Senate confirmation because of her support for COVID vaccines during the pandemic.
And the CDC reporting 216 pediatric flu deaths with 25 of those in New York. State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald says that's the highest number ever recorded in the Empire State. Dr. McDonald says that 24 of the 25 children who died had not received a flu shot, with 5 of them being too young to get one. It's recommended for children 6 months old and up.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Getting a shingles vaccination may also protect against cardiovascular disease. Here's Jonathan Siri.
Dr. Susie Lee is part of a research team that followed more than 1.2 million South Korean adults over a 12-year period to see how those receiving the vaccine compared to unvaccinated individuals when it came to a wide range of conditions, including heart attack and stroke.
And all of those kind of disease had a reduced risk about like 20 to 25%, which is kind of significant, I think.
Here in the U.S., the shingles vaccine is recommended for adults 50 and older to protect against a painful blistering rash when the virus that causes chickenpox resurfaces in an individual, often decades after infection. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Parents' tech habits could have a negative effect on their children's social skills. This is interesting. Lisa Brady dives into this one.
This is House Call for Health. A study says parents' obsessive use of technology may have detrimental effects on their children. Researchers from the University of Wollongong in Australia reviewed responses from nearly 15,000 participants, all people with kids up to the age of 4. Their goal? To study the parents' use of technology in a child's presence. Researchers say the study found excessive use of technology in front of kids was linked to poorer cognition, pro-social behavior, lower attachment, and higher levels of screen time. Researchers say obsessive technology use can lead to a child feeling like they have to compete for their parents' attention or are being ignored. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645 News Radio, 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, at least on the local scale, 79 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Going to be some looming, though light, rainfall chances of about 30%. They're going to ramp up tomorrow. So you may get some rain depending on where you are. Tomorrow's high is going to be 79 with a low of 67.
I know that we're going to have nasty weather to the north of us this weekend. Want to recap, kind of come back around full circle here. A month ago, let me just set the stage up for you. People in Tennessee cleaning up after a month later. Remember the strong EF3 tornadoes ripping through the southwestern part of the state? We reported that to you. Fox's Asher Red is in Selmer, Tennessee this afternoon.
This town was ground zero when a tornado tore through last month. The 160-mile-an-hour winds were strong enough to tear apart well-built homes and businesses. Mayor Sherry Inman estimates the tornado cost about $30 million in damages.
It's devastating. It's something that you just try to always prepare for, but you can't.
The tornado killed 5 people in Selmer. One of them was Jamarcus McGowan. He died 2 days before his daughter Jalea's 16th birthday. Jalea's mom, Brittany Bryant, says the teen still hasn't celebrated her sweet 16.
On her 16th birthday, we were burying her dad.
The dad lived in a trailer park in the direct path of the tornado. In Selmer, Tennessee, Asher Red, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today unveiling a broad outline of a trade agreement with the United Kingdom. The deal is the first by the U.S. with a country whose imports were subject to new tariffs imposed by Trump in early April. The U.S. has a trade goods surplus with the U.K., and as part of the deal, a 10% blanket tariff on U.K. imports will remain. Bitcoin today hitting its highest level since February, climbing back above the key benchmark of 100 grand. The price of the flagship crypto was higher by nearly 5%, according to Coinmetrics. The move began overnight after President Donald Trump first teased that agreement between the U.S. and U.K. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining 254 points, the S&P 500 added 32, and the Nasdaq grew by nearly 1%. U.S. crude oil futures for June are up slightly, sitting above $60 a barrel at $60.23. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 648, News Radio 92.3. Before we dive back into some of these business stories, I did want to give you an update. I know if you were listening to us earlier this hour, where we reported that there was a large police presence at the Pensacola side of the Bay Bridge. What we got, investigations reports came in of a suicidal male who potentially might have jumped off the bridge. Good news to pass on to you. Just got word from PPD spokesman Mike Wood. He has notified News Radio 92.3. The individual was located on the bridge. He was jogging and had no intention of harming himself. Officers now have left that area, so that's a good kind of a good closure to that story. President Trump announced a trade deal made between the U.S. and the United Kingdom. Edward Lawrence is at the White House this afternoon with the latest.
The Trump administration, and this is the first of many deals that they see that will be done related to the tariffs and as countries are coming to the table. This was one of the easy ones, according to President Trump, to get done. He said he doesn't know why someone didn't do it before now. In this deal, the 10% flatline baseline tariff, that remains in effect. But when you talk about carve-outs, 100,000 autos coming from the UK into the United States will be under that 10% tariff, and then it goes up to 25% tariff. They're going to also have carve-outs for auto parts. They will face actually zero tariffs, and that includes automobile engines coming into the United States.
And Missouri shoppers may soon be able to buy their groceries with silver and gold. State representatives this week approved a bill that would make gold and silver legal tender in Missouri. The bill would not, however, require businesses to accept precious metals as payment. The bill's sponsor, Republican Bill Hardwick, said it's about restoring economic and political freedom in Missouri. Democrat Kemp Strickler is against the bill and says it would be a huge challenge for private businesses.
I can see scales in all the supermarkets and everything. Well, let me weigh your silver here and calculate it. Do you realize how long the lines would be in something like that? Okay, we'll just go with that and say, okay, we'll consider that one. Leaders in the American AI industry testifying before a Senate hearing today included an opening remark from AI's Sam Altman about what's needed in the AI race with China. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
OpenAI's Sam Altman says theirs, Google's, and other models are ahead of China, but not by a huge amount. He said the way we continue to stay ahead requires commitment.
The need to win in infrastructure, sensible regulation that does not slow us down, the sort of spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship that I think is a uniquely American thing in the world.
CoreWeave CEO Michael Intrator said on the infrastructure front when it comes to data centers and electricity,
the ability to build very large solutions to the computing infrastructure component of this is an area that we're going to struggle with.
Dr. Lisa Su, CEO of Advanced Micro Devices, said even if we have the best tech, it has to be easily accessible to the rest of the world. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes here with some more frivolous pop culture-based notes as we head you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and send you off into the evening.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Yeah. 655 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Hands up, Pensacola. Austin Price sliding in here, has a look at the weather and local traffic together. Okay, what's going on?
Well, luckily, nothing much on the roads. Been pretty smooth here, Chris, and thank you all for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so, because tonight we do have some slight chances of rainfall in some areas, about a 30% chance. That will increase tomorrow, though. Right now it's 79 degrees, low of 69 this evening, and tomorrow high is going to be 79 with a low of 67.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, first of all, before I jump into pop culture, is this going to affect the Navy Day's activities this coming weekend?
If so, I have not heard anything about it.
Okay, we're just keeping our fingers crossed and hopefully...
Yeah, keep an ear out.
And hopefully it applies to the areas north. Not that I want that to happen, but Navy Day's happening down in the Pensacola area. So just checking to see if that was going to be a factor there. Soundgarden, set to release their final album with late frontman Chris Cornell. Michelle Polino has more. Black
Hole Sun. Soundgarden guitarist Kim Thayil, in a recent Rolling Stone interview, spoke about releasing the band's final album featuring recordings from late singer Chris Cornell, stating it was always the band's objective and goal to complete it. The release has been delayed due to disputes between the remaining band members and Cornell's widow, Vicky. Though they announced an amicable resolution in April of 2023, drummer Matt Cameron later indicated the dispute was still ongoing. With Soundgarden's upcoming Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, Thayil emphasized the band's desire to honor Cornell's work. No release timeline has been announced. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Three Doors Down lead singer Brad Arnold says he's been diagnosed with a form of kidney cancer. In a video posted to his Instagram, he said that he was diagnosed with stage 4 renal cell carcinoma. Also added that the cancer has metastasized into his lung. Because of the diagnosis, Three Doors Down has canceled their upcoming tour, which was set to kick off on May 15th in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay, 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards handed out this evening. Tanya J. Powers all over it.
Reba McEntire is set to host the ACM Awards, which streams live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, Texas. She'll be joined for the show's 12-minute opening performance by Clint Black, Dan and Shay, Winona Judd, Leanne Rimes, and Sugarland. ACM nominees include Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Ella Langley, and the Warren Treaty. Keith Urban will receive the ACM Triple Crown Award during the show. That's given to those who have already won New Artist of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. You can see the Academy of Country Music Awards streaming live on Amazon Prime at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And speaking of these award shows here, Kendrick Lamar leading the nominations for this year's BET Awards. He received 10 nominations for categories, including Album of the Year, Best Collaboration, and Best Male Hip Hop Artist. Rappers, Dochi.
Close enough.
Rappers, Dochi, Future, Glorilla, and Drake follow behind Lamar with 6 nominations each. The ceremony, hosted by Kevin Hart, it'll be on Monday in Los Angeles. That's Monday, June 9th at 7 p.m.
I'm Kevin Hart. Have you seen that commercial where he does all the people do the thing with the Kevin Hart things?
Yeah.
I like that guy. I think he's crazy. It's that time of year again for the announcement of the Video Game Hall of Fame inductees at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York. Why Rochester, New York?
I don't know.
Haven't figured this one out. Here's the winners.
The class of 2025 includes Williams Electronics' 1981 hit cabinet side-scrolling shooter, Defender, known for its difficulty to get arcade players to keep pumping in quarters. Nintendo and Rare teamed up to make GoldenEye in 1997, a James Bond licensed game that is often hailed as the father of the first-person shooter and its innovative multiplayer mode. Another first-person shooter, id Software's Quake, which changed the way multiplayer games are set up by adding an online element. Without those two games, modern shooters like Call of Duty may have never existed. And the Tamagotchi, this keychain-sized toy, built an entire subgenre taking care of fake pets on mobile, PC, and consoles. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And Netflix is rolling out a redesign for its homepage on TV screens. The first big makeover since 2013. Starting next week, the page will feature fewer titles but more videos. Company officials say the goal is a sleeker design that will get more people to press play and stay.
I did want to put this out here. If you're really a favoring tattoo type person, well, you better be careful before you get inked. Make sure it's safe. U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning tattoo artists and customers. 2 lots of black and yellow Sacred Tattoo ink were contaminated with bacteria. Ooh. Sacred Tattoo ink Raven Black, and Sacred Tattoo Ink Sunny Days. Well, those are the two you got to be concerned about. The symptoms can create the appearance of rashes or lesions on the applied area to the skin. Once again,
goodness,
it is Sacred Tattoo Ink Raven Black and Sacred Tattooed Ink Sunny Days. If you are going to get a tat, make sure you check the facts out.
If you're
going to
get a tat, don't get that.
Have a great afternoon, Austin, and I'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.